Hello, and this is your girl El Boogie, and you're listening to From a Mustard Seed. Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful, amazing Friday. I know that I am. We are stepping into the MLK weekend. And if I post this on the weekend, then we are already in the MLK weekend. Whoop, whoop. So I hope everybody has at least some plans to rest. I will be continuing to remodel my home. So putting down new flooring. And I will be looking forward to a new room in around 5 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. But yeah, so today what I want to talk about is petty betties and what I don't deal with. Okay, so basically I'm talking about those moments when pettiness erupts and you are trying to really work within the God in you and not address it, but you get pushed and you're at a point where you're trying to figure out what the best point of action is. Is the best point of action to address it? Is the best point of action to just stay silent? Should you, you know, dial in a call and get some words of advice before you make a decision? And sometimes that third one, if you have somebody that you can call that will really, really give you sound advice and give you objective advice, is available, you should utilize that third option. Make that call. And I find sometimes when I make a call and I'm very decisive in who I call, right? Because some people will hype you up. You tell them the situation and they are ready to get you, you know, all the way hyped up to where you're ready to throw them paws on them. And, you know, they like, hold up, come swoop me. I'll go with you, you know, type of thing. And that doesn't really solve anything. And then sometimes if you're just left to your own thoughts, you may overanalyze the situation and you may overanalyze it from a selfish perspective, right? And then other times when you are talking through it with the person that you know is actually really good at giving advice and they're really good at being objective, right? That you can kind of come to your own, they'll push you towards the right decision to make, but it's your own decision that you're making, because they're not going to tell you what to do, but they will tell you what the right actions are in those situations. And so after thinking it through, I decided not to address the pettiness and kind of reel myself back in. I said a prayer, you know, and a lot of times when we're going through things, we have to ask God to do whatever it is that God wants to do in us. So in this situation, I had to really talk to God, and sometimes I got to talk to God aloud because I want him to know that I see you, Lord. I see you, Jesus. I see what you're trying to do, and I am in agreement. And whatever it is that you are trying to bring out in me, whatever it is, whatever thing you are trying to push out of me, and whatever areas you're trying to make me better in, I'm in agreement. I am right here in agreement. So do what you got to do. I'm with you. So I'm rolling with you. So do what you have to do in me. And sometimes you need to say that aloud so you can hear yourself say it and really be in agreement with the Lord, you know. And I think in talking it through too, I was able to really look at the fact that sometimes people are going through their own things. Sometimes it's not even about you and it's a personality issue. And sometimes people aren't even aware of this personality issue. They're not even aware of the way that they come off. They're not even aware that the things that they're saying or doing are disrespectful or rude to other people or petty, you know. And sometimes people have to, God has to bring that person to those realizations, and all you can do is kind of pray for them, because if you react to it, then you are giving them more ammo to be the victim in the situation. And, you know, instead of taking their own accountability for their actions. And sometimes people don't take accountability until they sit back and realize it through your silence. And so, you know, in those moments, you have to just take a step back, take a breather, you know, get it out. And that's another good thing about having a person to call, that you can get it all out and work through it with them, so that you come out feeling refreshed. You come out of that conversation feeling renewed. You come out of that conversation feeling lighter than when you did initially getting on that phone and you had to just get it out and blast it out and let it go, you know. And so I, this is a short podcast, but I just wanted to share that bit of information that, you know, when you find yourself in a storm of pettiness, you know, these are some of the ways that I find are best for me to kind of remove myself from that. And the first point of action is don't react right away. And it doesn't make you a pushover. Now, if somebody's confronting you face to face and you feel like you need to stick up for yourself, you can always, I'm not saying don't do that, right? But there's a way to do it. Don't stoop to a level. Don't let certain things cause a big issue. Because when you have drama, when you have, you know, things like that around you, then it creates turmoil. And that turmoil and negativity just starts to impact other parts of your life. And then, you know, it can ruin other relationships. So you really have to look at the entire picture and not just look at that moment and polarize, you know, that moment in either reacting or cowering. Because sometimes not saying anything is not cowering. It's just you're not allowing somebody to invade your mental space, invade your spirit, and invade your realm of positivity. And so sometimes you just have to let that off and let it go and keep it pushing. So I hope that you all are having a beautiful Friday. I hope that you are going to enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much for listening to this. If you have any comments, any suggested episode ideas, anything, leave it below. I appreciate you for tuning in. I appreciate your support 100%. Thank you so much to all 10 of y'all. And I love you. Have a good weekend. Bye.